Test 76, Section 3, Question 10. Here we're looking for what Richard and Jung-Soo disagree over. So remember with these, Person 1 picks what they can fight about, and Person 2 picks what they do. Richard says, because it fails to meet the fundamental requirement of art that it represent, abstract art will eventually be seen as an aberration. So there's actually several claims. One, that abstract art doesn't represent. Two, that representation is a fundamental requirement of art. And three, that abstract art will eventually be seen as an aberration. So now what we have to look for is which of those is Jung-Soo going to disagree with. Although artists like musicians may reject literal representation, makers of abstract art choose to represent the purely formal features of objects, which are discovered only when everyday perspectives are rejected. Okay, so right away, we are challenging one of the claims that Richard is making in that abstract art does not represent. So thus, whatever others might come to say, abstract art is a part of the main artistic mainstream. Now, the thing here is the second part doesn't really dispute anything Richard said. Richard talked about what will happen, and Jung-Soo is saying what is currently the case. So the one thing that they can disagree about is whether or not abstract art represents. So A, makers of abstract art reject literal representation? No, they actually kind of agree that they reject literal representation. So then B, fundamental requirement that it represent? They don't disagree over that because Jung-Soo never says whether or not it has to. Musicians may reject literal representation. It's not about musicians in Person A at all. The abstract art will be seen as an aberration? No. And E, abstract art is representational. That's the thing that we said they disagreed about. And D is wrong because Jung-Soo never says what it will be seen as, just what it currently is seen as. And so therefore, E is our correct answer.